This is the second part of the lesson on the substance of salt. For Moses in the wilderness, it was the tree for bitterness. And here in Jericho with Elisha, it was salt for barrenness. Salt speaks of the risen life of our glorified Savior, imparted by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to a redeemed person. It is the tree for bitterness. It is the salt for barrenness. As you have been reconciled to God by His death, much more you are saved by His life. It is only the life of the Lord Jesus, His activity clothed with you and displayed through you, that will find the approval of God. As a forgiven person, you are a member of a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. It is Jesus Himself alone who makes your sacrifice acceptable to God. Only what He does in you and through you will get the approval of God. God can and will accept nothing less. God told Moses that every meat offering shall you season with salt, neither shall you suffer the salt of the covenant of your God to be likened from your fruit offering. For all of thine offerings thou shalt offer salt. Under no circumstances, God said in His law given to Moses, were any offering to be brought to Him or sacrifice made that was not seasoned with salt. Without the salt, they would be unacceptable, no matter how sincerely brought, no matter how much they cost, no matter how their motives may have been, no matter how noble the idea. Without salt, they would not be accepted. The book of Luke, chapter 14. Jesus told His listeners, "You are the salt of the earth." Salt is good, He says, but if salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill, but men cast it out. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear. Jesus is saying, if the salt has lost its savor, it's good for nothing. In the Middle East, salt was at a premium. Salt was everything to them, because with salt, they preserved their meat and their fish. When salt was scarce, there was a substitute salt on the market, good to the taste, good for immediate consumption. But the moment they tried to preserve their food with these substitutes, to keep it pure and healthy and edible, within a few hours, at the most a few days, it went bad and stank. It was not even fit for the dunghill, as is the case today of the substitute salt. There is a form of activity that is good for immediate consumption. It impresses everybody. Your stock goes high, but it will always leave a stink behind if it stems from the flesh. It will always produce the kind of fruit that drops both premature and immature to rot and never reproduce. This is the work of God, that you believe and maintain total dependence upon the one whom God has sent to fill you with Himself. Jesus is the true salt, through whom you are made the salt of the earth. Is it this salt that you need? Then prepare your heart to seek first the kingdom of God and know that Jesus Christ Himself is all you need in death and resurrection to cleanse and fill you, and hear Him say, "Thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from henceforth any more death or barren land."
All hail King Jesus.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.